So, fun fact, Cyclone posted a picture of Sheldon spraying Lysol with his shirt around his face in the chat room. Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. Fun fact, I just saw that episode. It's from season one, and that is the episode where he teaches Penny how to sing Soft Kitty, Warm Kitty.
Oh, that was such an annoying song. I actually miss... I'm not a big 30-minute sitcom watcher, or I've gotten out of the habit of... I'm very much an old man. I'm very much a one-hour procedural sort of, you know, that's just my thing. But we really enjoyed... we've really started enjoying a few different 30-minute sitcoms. So we really liked Big Bang. We watched the whole thing. And we like Young Sheldon, and we... More Mark than me, but I enjoy it okay. We also like American Housewife with Katie Mixon or whatever her name is. But we needed another. It did serve as a good thing for us to watch at night before we go to bed, because we like to watch something light and funny. And we a lot of times we'll watch Good Mythical Morning at night right before we go to bed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they don't do an episode on the weekends, and they're on vacation right now. So they don't. So we decided we were going to try How I Met Your Mother. And everyone raved over How I Met Your Mother and how good it was. And everyone loved it. And it was on for 8 years or something crazy, maybe even longer. I don't know. And we like it okay, but it's not nearly as good to us as Big Bang Theory was.
I feel like a lot of things are products of their time, but how far into How I Met Your Mother are you?
We're still watching it. I'm just saying we don't season it as much, like, but we are still in season one.
Yeah, so season one is kind of rough on How I Met Your Mother. It's still good, but I think when people really praise How I Met Your Mother, it was like the third and fourth seasons when they had all hit their stride and stuff. It's one of those, it's very Star Trek in the sense that it starts off a little bit shaky, but then it gets better as it goes along. Yeah. Are we off YouTube?
Not yet, but I was about to. So anyone that's on YouTube, you'll either need to go to pride48.com and click on the, tune in or tune however. In. We'll still be on audio.
Go to our Discord.
But we're going to disconnect the video.
That's right.
The Discord as well.
Yes.
So now we're off.
Great.
Are you just feeling self-conscious tonight? You just don't want to?
I wanted to take another hit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So are you feeling any effects
from the pot or the COVID?
Getting flu-ish?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm hoping
hoping you don't what?
Have any effects. Although I don't mind being sick.
I want to talk to you about these two things. But I have to pee. So I'll be right back.
Phone and earbuds?
Yes. But I'll be right back.
Okay. I'll be here. So what was the... I wasn't looking. The chat room is on my left, and the camera is right in front of me, so it's very difficult for me. But I feel like I want to see what movie Auntie Scott was watching. Oh, he didn't say. He just said it's Chan time. How many Charlie Chan movies are there? Because I feel like this has been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And that at some point, they will run out of Charlie Chan movies. 4,000? No. I don't think you're being literal on that. I don't feel like I'm going to have lost. I don't feel like when I weigh myself tomorrow that I'm going to be happy with the results this week, because I talked about this on Geeky Gay. I had two cheat days on last weekend, because my mom wanted to have Easter dinner with us, and I just decided, oh, what the hell? I'm just going to eat cheesecake. And so I did, and I also had cheated on Saturday, and so I have all those extra points that I had also on Sunday, And I'm not sure that I did enough this week to make up for that. So I'm not afraid. That's a bad word to use. I shouldn't be afraid, but I'm concerned that I will not have lost weight when I weigh myself tomorrow. Also, I need to go get another drink as well.
Okay, go do that.
So I'm not going to get Jack Daniels, but I'm feeling a little dry.
A little dry?
A little dry, yeah.
A little dry? Ugh. I do not. I don't know. I feel like this particular vape does make my mouth really dry. I don't even remember which one this was, what strain this was. But I know that the one that is on deck is I have a cartridge of Girl Scout cookies and a cartridge of Haze. So those are the two that I purchased. So we'll see. We'll see. The Haze is supposed to be a pure sativa. Let's see. But hey, congratulations, Lamont. Even drugged up, you made it all the way through the show. I don't feel like it was our best show, but I feel like you made it through the show, and that is to be commended. When I was recording Elvis earlier this evening, it was, I have no idea how that show came out. I slapped it together after we finished recording to put it out, but there were points in that recording where I was very high. So I'm not entirely sure that it was coherent. Just saying. In case you cared, now you know, as we wait for Adam to come back from where he went, probably downstairs to get his things. Is anybody else playing, this is a complete aside here, is anyone else playing this Game of Thrones slot machines on Facebook? I'm addicted to this shit. Game of Thrones slot casino. I am so looking forward to camping. Ugh. Ugh. 2 weeks until I am fully vaccinated, right? Because I just got my second shot yesterday, so 2 weeks and I'm done. I can eat in a restaurant, but I have to wait until May. Something like May 15th for Zach to be done. So what was that slot machine thing everyone was doing for hotel discounts in Vegas? Oh yeah, that was that My Vegas slots. Did that work? I got some discounts on that thing. I think I got a free room one night for that thing. Boop, boop, boo, doop, boop, boo. Anyway, so 2 weeks, I'll be full of it. And 3 weeks, I'm going camping. I'm going camping in a tent. And there'll be a campfire, and there'll be men around the campfire. What is on the cocktail menu tonight? Tonight, assuming you're talking to me, I am drinking strawberry watermelon flavored water with Jack Daniels. So kind of a, actually, I don't even think it's Jack Daniels. It's in the Jack Daniels bottle, but that's because it's my travel bottle. I think it's the Devil's Share or the Devil's Mark or the Devil's, whatever that Jim Beam one is. That's not, yes, thank you. The Devil's Cut. Yeah, the 90 proof one. But it is quite good. Donna Sugar says, and bear back in the woods. It's bear weekend this weekend.
Are you going this weekend? No, you booked it.
Yeah,
but
I booked it for 3 weeks from now. I happen to know from experience, the devil is uncut. Oh, Lamont Cranston, did you see Lil Nas X while you were down there? So anyway, Adam, I wanted to show you this here. So this is my new phone.
Oh, it's is that the Pixel 5, yeah. 6, 7, whatever it is?
This is a Pixel 5. This is what it replaced, the Pixel 2 XL. Pixel 5, I debated going with Apple, but it ultimately came down to the podcast player, and Apple sucks balls. And I heard
you telling Auntie Scott that you had to use their podcast app. I'm not sure that that's true.
I don't think that there are third-party podcast apps on Apple.
I could be wrong, but do you know that for a fact? Or are you assuming?
I mean, I have. There's an iPad right behind me. I could look.
Because
let me go to the old Apple store here. Nope, that's the Apple store. I don't want to go there. Going to the App Store.
Well, I don't know about the one you use, but the one I use is available in the App Store. Pocket Casts. I know you don't use that when you use, what, Downcast or...
No, I use Podcast Addict.
Okay, Podcast Addict. But they must allow podcast app because Pocket Cast is there. So,
well, I don't know why they won't. Anyway, so much of my life is wrapped up with Podcast Addict, and Podcast Addict is not available on Apple. So,
So your podcast app is not there.
Yeah. And the other thing is I'm so invested in the Google ecosystem. All my photos are on Google Photos. All my, you know, it's like, I don't want to.
I understand.
I don't want to switch.
It's fine with me. It's not like I've become an Apple fanboy or anything.
The thing that I'm testing here is so I went ahead and signed up for Google Fi on this because the campground doesn't have great service for T-Mobile, which is what that other one is. And But Google Fi is T-Mobile/Sprint. So I'm hoping that maybe there was some Sprint towers near there that I could test because economically that would be the best option to go with would be Google Fi for when we go camping. We can use it. We can tether it to all the devices and blah, blah, blah. Otherwise, I have to go with this Verizon prepaid unlimited, not unlimited, this Verizon prepaid like 15 gig plan to tether with for camping. And I'll have to check. So we'll see. Others are available, Daniel, but they don't work as easily as their native. Oh, as the Apple native. And I just don't like the Apple podcast, but I do. So I do like trigonometry functions on my podcast downloads, right? It's like, here's the priority of the podcast. But if it's more than 2 days old, then its priority should lower down so that it goes further down the list. Anyway, Adam, so I bought these the other day because my old Bluetooth earbuds, which were these, crapped out. And so I was like, well, I'll see what all this jazz is about the Apple EarPods. And so I got these. These are the Apple EarPod Pros, which have the noise canceling in them. And the noise canceling thing is really, really eerie. So I
how pop, good it is or
just, I'm just not used to that. So I'm like, I was listening to podcasts while I was doing housework on last weekend. I was listening to on my new phone. I'm listening to podcasts and audiobooks and stuff as I'm going around. And then Zach finally comes in and is like going, what are you doing? You are making like so much noise. It's like, I was like slamming drawers and things like, because with the noise canceling, I was just like, oh, this door is so quiet. It's like, but in reality, I'm like down there just like, wham, bam, crash. I was just making shit ton of noise and I didn't know it because the noise canceling.
That's funny. So you're assuming that things are quiet because
I can't hear them. It's like, it really does like tune out everything. It's like it has this really weird thing, but it detects voices. So I can't hear like the water running and the door slamming and stuff like that. But when Zach walks into the room, I can hear him as if he's talking through a telephone. Like it's like, oh, that's a human voice. I'll let that come through, but not in full fidelity. Anyway, but they're pretty nice. I like them. I got to ask a question to those of you in the chat room who have AirPods. They start to hurt after like an hour or so. Will I get used to that? Or is that just a thing of like, oh yeah, they hurt after an hour and I'm screwed.
I've never owned those, so I can't answer that one. But, and I know you didn't ask me, but I think the design on those don't look very comfortable. It's just hard plastic, right?
The AirPod, they look like this. I mean, but this is rubber. This whole ear tip thing is rubber.
The very first ones they released didn't have any rubber on them. It was all hard plastic.
I've already changed the silicone tip down to the smallest one, which fits really nicely. No, it's just the outside of my ear starts to, like, where the hard plastic hits the cartilage in my ear. So that's all right. I'll probably get used to it. The other nice thing about this is the Pixel 5 is also a charger. So yeah. I can just set the earbud. Look, I can just set them right on top and it charges. Cool. So it'll charge my AirPods on my Pixel. It also connects.
So you did get an Apple product. You just didn't get the phone.
Correct. Yeah. No, I mean, I have Apple products. I have the iPad.
The iPad. Yeah.
I have the iPad Pro, Adam.
Yeah, so do I. Although the iPad Pro that I've got is the original iPad Pro.
Yeah, I don't have that one.
Oh, you know what I found out that I haven't talked about anywhere, and I'm a little bit bummed about it. The music director for the theater that I play in has quit as the music director. She messaged us in we have a GroupMe group. And she messaged us and just said, I wanted to let you guys know that I had another opportunity come up. And so I've resigned as the music director of the theater. And the reason I'm bummed about that, she also is the pianist at my church.
I'm sorry, she's what?
So, the pianist.
I'm sorry, the what?
The pianist.
Oh, okay.
at my church. And, I know. It sounds funny, but that's the way you say it.
I know. I got it. Excuse me, sir. Can I see your pianist?
Yeah, exactly. So I will see her. I will continue. Well, once we start going back to playing in the orchestra at church, I will see her. But the thing is, I don't know if the new music director, A, will even want to have live orchestras, and B, if that new music director will have their own preferred trumpet player.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Yeah, that's not
so
you.
That means I may not be ever playing in any other musical ever again. That may be the end of the road.
I doubt that. I don't feel like Arkansas is such a huge place that they would have like backup.
Well, it's not huge, but we have a university right next to us, the main university. Mm-hmm. And so there are lots of college students and a professor or two that are trumpet professors, and there are high school band teachers in the area that also play trumpet. So we have quite a few trumpet people around and other instruments as well.
You could learn to play something else.
You gotta know people. So I'm hearing you. Did you connect the phone to the mixer?
I connected the Bluetooth to the mixer, and now I'm about to connect my iPod to it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Anyway, so I'm kind of bummed. So I don't know if I'm going to get to be in any musicals. Oh, so you have this fancy keyboard, but it's propped up against the wall. Why don't you have it set up in like an L shape or something like that to your desk?
Because I have to put that together, and I just today is it's been a very busy week, and I just haven't gotten that done yet. So yes, you are correct. Yeah, I do.
And
I
that's
actually
the goal,
have a
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's gonna go over here.
It's a very large keyboard.
It's an 88 key MIDI controller. Yes, it's quite large, but it's supposed to be so.
You guys can't see the video now, but Daniel's playing an electric guitar.
I'm playing my iPad.
It's amazing. He's so multi-talented. I did not realize. I'm so hungry. It's like my cheat day is tomorrow, and I'm tired of being on a diet, and I want to eat regular food.
You should eat some regular food then. My cheat day is tomorrow too. I think we're going to Disney Springs tomorrow to meet up with somebody.
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. I was like, did I already play this one for you?
Disney Springs.
Did I play this one for you? This one?
I don't think so.
This was the other one I was working on for the mix one at the test kitchen.
If there's not a flute...
There is not.
I haven't heard it. Because the only one I heard had a flute.
That was... What do you think? What do you think? You like this one? You don't like this one?
I like it. You just do that now.
I did. More into that because that's kind of limited in it. What's this one? Oops. I'll play with it on my own time, Adam.
No, it's fine for you to do that. I was actually, the reason I was being so quiet is I'm trying to go ahead and export the tracks for you.
Where are you at, Donna, that you are not home?
All on my own.
Donna says, I can't wait to get home. Donna, where are you that you're not home?
Is Donna still in California?
Oh, he's in SoCal with Mama Sugars. Oh, I saw the other day, and don't think that I didn't catch the whole thing. It's like, it's my brother's birthday. Blah, blah, blah. Bitch, that's your twin brother. It was your birthday, too. That very clever of you to like try to throw the...
Isn't that just a subtle way of saying, hello, everyone. I am accepting birthday cards and well wishes. But I don't want to tell you it's my birthday. You have to figure it out.
Happy birthday to you.
I want to forget my birthdays now.
Oh, wait, Donna, you're not a twin. I thought you had a twin brother, Donna. He looks a lot like you in the face. Boop, 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 boop.
I don't know that. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. Let's see. Let me find the...
Oh, so we need to decide. I would like to have... So I would like to have a state of the station with you and I.
Yes.
But I would like to invite the other suits on because I would like them to be there if you get what I'm saying. If you get what I'm throwing out there.
I get what you're throwing out there, but you know what I'm going to say.
That you don't want to be on the same.
It's just going to be an invitation for heckling. And if you don't think that, then see, Donna, I thought that he was like, you guys just looked together like each other in the face. I'm so sorry. You want me to delete it? I'm sorry. It was on your feed. I had no right to post it there. I'm just having this conversation just with you, Donna, just you. No one else is here. It's just
you. You have to read what people are saying in the chat room because this is recorded for our lovely level 13. You know, did we talk about level 13 on the show tonight?
We didn't. We totally forgot.
Level 13, level 13.
Here's the thing, Adam, is I feel like, I don't know. I just there's something in my gut that says that's going to go badly.
Well, I don't know how to handle it because I think that. I can't say it now, but you see the purpose of me.
I do. It's a very smooth, okay. It's the presidential transition, period there.
Right. All that.
Yeah. It's the whole transfer power thing. I get all that. I'm just saying I have a feeling that it's going to be like, yeah, okay, that's fine. And then it'll immediately start with shit stirring and whatever, but that's right. I'm happy to do it. I don't have to engage. It's fine.
So if we were to do that, would you want to do something instead of having it on Sunday like we normally do? I would rather do it like on a Friday night, maybe before we start.
Sure, we can do that.
Mix minus, so I don't have to record a separate evening.
That's fine with me.
We're already here. We're queer.
That's fine with me, Adam.
Okay. Do you have a preference?
Well, this coming Friday, I'm going to be at Disney. So coming back earlier, like I'll make it for the show at 10 p.m., okay. But I don't know. I couldn't make it much earlier than that because.
Well, so I would say then let's do it.
So it would have to be the
next weekend.
The following Friday would be good because that is the 23rd, which is fine because the thing that we're doing that weekend is on the 25th, which is on that Sunday. So we're fine. We can do the 23rd.
And that is 3 months from, that yes. is exactly three I know, months.
Cause you, we were choosing so July 23rd for the Pride 48 event.
Yeah. So, okay. So I'm sending out a mass text.
A mass text.
Didn't you read my, isn't there a YouTube video? Did you read my mass text? I got your number or something. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to send out an email to everyone, to the newsletter list.
Yes.
And say, we will have should I go ahead and announce the dates in the email or say we'll be making an announcement on the 23rd?
I mean, I feel like we're going to be making several announcements about our July event. And if you can't make it, just know that, you know, save the dates. It's going to be July 23rd through 25th, but we'll have much more information on the stream on Friday night and then much more information to follow.
There's actually not much more information, but we're doing a live stream, but yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to do that.
One of the things I really want to concentrate on for this live stream is getting some new people.
Okay.
Like, I need to try to figure out how to get She's Not Doing So Well, see if I can get views from the 615, if I get them to come in, see if I can get, I don't know. There's a possibility that I could, I mean, the worst you could say is no, we could email Madge.
Anybody.
We should try to get some new.
You're the one that didn't want to invite people before. That was all you. We invite people now.
Right. So because we're no longer, well, but again, you know, that was what, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was very intimidating to email people back then because who the fuck were we? We were just
now we're world famous. That's right. Now we're celebrity podcasters.
We're the last podcasting network that's standing, as far as the gay podcasting networks go. We're the last network standing.
That's actually not true. There is that one that DJ Star Sage is running.
What is that one?
What is it called? It's Univos. That's what it is.
Univos. Oh, this is the Unique Voices in Podcasting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Because they, but I mean, they can come, they're allowed to participate. Yeah, we don't care.
I'm not.
You're not what?
Sorry, I was reading the chat room. Yes, it's fine for anyone. We are inclusive of everyone. My irritation was the reason he started it is because he was mad at me.
Yeah.
And he decided to take his toys and go play somewhere else.
Yeah. But I mean,
and so that irritated me because he wanted to volunteer, which was lovely. But we didn't have anything to volunteer for at the time that he asked me. And so I said, thank you so much. We will definitely use you. We're on an off period right now. You know, we're not doing anything right now, so I don't have anything for you. But as soon as we start back up, I will, you know, get in touch.
It's fine.
And so he went off and started his own thing.
Which is fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine, Daniel. It is fine.
Are those podcasts no longer participating?
No, they participate. In fact, I don't know how many of them actually do live streams on Univos. I know Toppy Smelly does a podcast with DJ Star Sage. They Matinee Minutia.
Yes.
But I'm not sure if the other ones do live streams or if he just has them on the page. I'm not really sure.
I'm trying to see if there's a schedule here.
There is. Unlike Pride 48, they do have a schedule.
I don't see it.
Oh, there was one. I don't ever look anymore because I don't. It's sore. Yeah, I'm still sore about it.
Let's see, live shows. Okay, they have a calendar. Looks like Matinee Minutia.
Yeah, that's his show with
that's every other Friday, and okay. Then Pod Cubs, Romo Pod Cubs. Like okay. One Monday a month, it looks like. Oh, no, that was just that one time. So April 5th.
Yes, Donna, do it. Oh, sorry. Sorry, level 13ers. Donna Sugars in the chat room says that she will do. Okay, can I say something I'm confused about?
Yeah, what?
We'll do a live show. Sorry. Yeah, do it. I'll give you, I don't know if you have credentials, but for sure.
I think Donna should do a live show right after this.
So, because
more people would want to hear Donna than us. We could be like your opening act.
Okay, this is an honest to goodness question for people.
Okay, got it.
Because sometimes I'm not a good homosexual.
Okay.
People have even said that I didn't have a gay card. At one point, because I wasn't gay enough or something. So I'm watching RuPaul's Drag Race. And you're watching this season, correct?
RuPaul's Drag Race, yes.
Okay. So my first question is, just in general, pronouns. When do you say she and when do you say he? Or do you always say she?
You know what? It's so... There's no hard and fast rule. I mean, there are rules to it, but it's one of those intrinsic kind of rules. Like you kind of like, I call all of my friends girl. It's like, I'm one of those girls. Like I'm one of those queens. Right. It's like, I call it girl. Oh, girl. It's like, that's just me. But that's everyone. I call girls girl. I call guys girls. And that's just an expression. However, I regularly beat myself up by accidentally misgendering people when it matters. You know what I'm saying? So if it's bar talk and you're just talking back and forth, especially when you're talking about drag, because people have both a drag queen persona and a boy persona, sometimes called boy drag, but it's one of those things. It's like, yeah, no drag queen is going to get upset if you call it she, he. They're not going to care about their pronouns.
So that's the first thing. But then I'm moving on to the next one, because this season...
Did I make a coherent point? I can't remember if I did.
Well, not really, but it's fine.
What my point is that
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
When it's drag,
there are rules. Yeah, but in that instance, yeah, it doesn't matter. Are you talking about Gottmik? Because Gottmik is a transgendered man and who is also a drag queen. So they constantly call him her because of his drag persona. They're not actually misgendering him.
That's where I'm confused, because right. Some people, a lot of trans people,
but I felt like Gottmik
really
later,
want to be referred to as their new pronoun only.
Yes, but I,
and
you
so
know
it's
what?
It's a little confusing for me because he's doing drag.
Yes, it's very
as
Victor
a
Victoria. Yes, it's very Victor Victoria. It's a man dressing as a woman.
A man who transitioned from a woman.
Yes.
Who is now a man.
Yes.
Who is dressing as a woman.
Yes. But I feel like Gottmik made a really good point this past week. Well, I haven't watched tonight's episode. So last week's episode, when he was basically saying people want to make transgender either super masculine or super feminine. And it's not like that. It's just the same spectrum. It's okay to be a feminine trans guy. It's okay to be a feminine trans guy. It's okay to be a masculine trans female. It's like that doesn't take away from you being a female or you being a male. It just takes, it's one of those, I'm a slightly effeminate man, right? It's like, so why shouldn't trans be able to have the same expression? Why shouldn't they be able to have the same range of expression? Your gender identity has nothing to do with your
no, I know, but I mean, it's just because usually it's considered very offensive if you call a trans person by their old pronoun.
If you misgender a trans person, it can be very bad for them, because if you think about it, Adam. We're going to go into this weird.
Okay, but all I want to know is, should I call him her all the time when he's
in
on
my
the
mind?
Show,
I
just
yes,
like the other drag.
Yes,
queens.
Because the show is RuPaul's Drag Race, and we don't really know their boy names. We see them in boy drag when they're doing their confessional and everything, but we don't know their boy names. We don't. They have been introduced to us as drag queens, and so I refer to all of them as she. All of them is her and she. But here's the thing.
Donna Sugars is a drag queen of sorts.
Yes. What do you mean of sorts?
Well, Donna never performs. Has Donna ever performed?
Donna should perform. And I've told Donna that 1,000 times.
But anyway, I want Donna's opinion. I'll wait.
This is what I was going to say. This is what I was going to say, Adam. Close your eyes.
Yeah.
And think of yourself. When you think of yourself, you probably think of yourself as you were when you were 20, like 20 in your 20s, whatever. That's the mental image you have of yourself. When you see yourself doing things, you see the version of yourself, physically at least, that were in your 20s. And so you know the feeling that you get sometimes when you stand in front of a mirror. You don't have to close your eyes anymore. I was just trying to point that. It was like, you get you know how it feels.
I don't know that I see myself as a 20-year-old.
You know how
anyway,
it feels when you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and you go, oh. Because your mental image.
How dare you?
I'm saying everyone does this. I do. Everyone does this, right? So imagine that. Imagine that times 1,000. Imagine that when you close your eyes, you actually saw yourself as a female, and you now have like made the decision to come out to other people as the fact that you're female, and they accept you as such. And so you're feeling very you know, secure in yourself, and then someone misgenders you, it immediately casts you back into that area of like, oh my God, it's like, am I, you know, wait, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm weird. Maybe it just, it's one of those, like once they start to live a normal life and then get misgendered, it's like getting pulled back into like a deep, really dark place. And that's why misgendering is so bad. It's like, it can right, throw them for a loop. Yeah. It's like, well, a punch to the gut.
I want to be respectful. And yeah. You know what? Gottmik has no idea. I'm not talking to her. So I'm not, but I want to be respectful. So I want to make sure I'm using, but it's just a very confusing situation. That's all.
Wait, what? Timestamp this to perhaps stop what goes even to level 13? Wait, did we say something controversial?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm waiting. I'm waiting to hear from our executive. Donna answered you. Waiting. Did you not?
Yes. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Donna.
Well, what did she say? The chat room is like, I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry. At level 13, Donna said, pronouns are different for everyone. I have answered to both, as some people only know me as Donna. If my screen name was Adam, then I'd hope you'd respect me and use he, him. But it's Donna Sugars. You can use either, and I'm okay.
Well, there you go.
So, anyway.
Anyway,
there you go.
Well, I think I made it.
Have got Mick as a guest. I hate having guests.
Why do you hate having guests?
I don't like guests.
Why?
Because there's no chemistry with a guest. I don't like. You don't know them.
Well, that's what you're. And they're a guest, so you can get to know them.
Yeah, I hate guests. You know, I don't like solicitors who come to my door.
So you hated it when I had the guys from the show on, the She's Not Doing So Well, that you hated that?
I didn't enjoy it as much as I do when it's just you and I.
Did you hated it when Scotty came on our show, the guy that was going for the record as the most podcast guest
Actually,
appearances?
You know what? Surprisingly enough, I was okay with him because he just fit right in. He was really good. He was funny. Mm-hmm. His audio wasn't that good, I seem to recall, or something. There was something weird.
It was all right.
But he was really good.
Yeah.
He was really funny, and it was like he had been on the show forever.
Right.
As a third, for whatever reason, it worked. Mm-hmm. So that was okay. That was okay. Was he cute? Donna Sugar says.
Ish.
Yeah, ish.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those.
I probably wouldn't throw him out of bed, but then again, I like men.
He was straight.
A lot
right?
of men.
He was straight.
Yeah, he was straight.
Which, you know, in some books makes him hotter, right? The fact that he's.
Yeah. I mean, he probably still is straight.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Scotty Emo is his Twitter handle. So at Scotty Emo, Scottye. M.O.
So Lamont said he thought there was some question there. So he might be bi. I don't know. I mean, I didn't.
Yeah, we weren't listening. We asked gay. The questions. We asked the questions, but we don't listen to the answers.
No, and I don't listen to the episodes after the fact. So.
Yeah, I know. That means I could just put out crap every week and you would never
you
know.
Could.
You would never know. I could just make a brand new,
Are you saying I should check on you? But the only reason you're saying that is because you want me to listen and tell you, oh my God, Daniel, you did such a great job editing this week.
You think that. Did it ever dawn on you that yes, Scotty Emo. Did it ever, no wait, not Scotty Underbar Emo. I'm having two different conversations, Adam.
It's hard.
I'm going to put
hard to do it.
Scotty Emo here, Donna. I'm putting there's his Twitter account. All right. What was the question?
No, I said you just want me to listen
to it.
Oh, yeah. So I will say.
I want you to listen to it because I value your opinion and I want to know because I know it used to be a concern of yours that I was louder than you on the tracks and that it wasn't mixed right. And so I've done a lot of work in that area. So it's like, to me, it's more of, I'm curious. I know it's good. Well, I don't need your validation for it being good. I know it sounds good.
I think you need my validation. I mean, let's just admit it.
No, I just want you to be happy. So I want you to listen to it so you can go, oh yeah, you fixed it. Oh, I see. You did that.
I will listen again and give you my opinion. However,
well, this one's going to have rain all the way through.
However, I came to the conclusion that you and I have two different types of voices, and so I don't know that there's any, even if the volume is exactly the same, I just don't have as strong a voice as you.
Correct.
So I may always sound quieter than you, no matter what. Unless you totally EQ'd me to have a different voice altogether.
Tonight, part of Adam Burns will be played by Mike Johnson.
So why Mike Johnson? You really like his voice, I think.
No, he has a deep voice. I was saying that it was the first deep voice person that came to mind. I was just listening to their show when I was getting my vaccine.
Oh. So anyway, I think they have a pretty good show, but they, again, are one of those shows that talk about all those topics that I don't really care about anymore because I'm just a stick in the mud. And so I don't listen to them. Like Poppers, you know, that was their episode when we had the live weekend. I don't care anything about Poppers. So so Cyclone has an idea. Daniel and Donna have competing game shows for Pride 48 weekend. Listener team needs to
survive.
Adam needs to oversee, referee, and pair the chaos that might. I don't get it. Competing game shows? And listeners need to survive. What is this, like a death match? What is it called?
I don't know.
I think Donna is perusing through Scotty Emo's Twitter to find a photo.
There's video of him on one of them if you scroll down enough.
Yeah, that's what we were saying. Like he's cute-ish.
He's all right.
Attractive-ish. Yeah, you know, he's not
ugly. He was fun though. He was a lot of fun. He was a great guest.
He was really good. Yeah. I mean, he was really funny, really quick, witted, jumped right in there. He was a good guest.
Yeah. Unlike, I guess, Bobby and Jim, who you hated.
I never said that.
I thought Bobby and Jim were great. I thought Bobby and Jim were great. Bobby and Jim. I can't talk.
Bobby they were and wonderful. Jim.
But now it's like I get the vibe that Jim really doesn't want to be podcasting. And this Miz, don't even get me started on this Miz.
Okay, don't start.
I won't.
Yeah, we discussed this earlier, so we probably don't have to rehash it, but it is not enjoyable to listen to a show where the person clearly does not want to be podcasting.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm your friend, so I'm going to sit here and do this, but I hate it. You know, what is this podcasting thing that you're doing? It's crazy.
So Cyclone in the chat room says, Jim is really great. Cyclone, not after this last show. They were talking about, hideously old people, like 55. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like, what do you mean hideously old people that are 55? Just struck a nerve. So now Jim's in the doghouse right now. It's like, you ageist. Oh. How dare you say that old men are 55? I mean, I wouldn't want to talk to an old man in a bar, like some 55-year-old. It's like, all right, well.
Well, that's the other thing. Some of the popular gay podcasts, I feel like, have young Twinkie things. And I don't want to listen to some young Twinkie thing who's, look, I'm past my prime. I don't want to hear other people that are in their prime. Screw that.
Jim was with the COVID. I thought Bobby had the COVID. Anyway, I'd rather be railed behind the Home Depot by a 55-year-old than a 22-year-old. Well, you go, Donna Sugars. You know, Donna wanted Mike.
I can't imagine Donna being railed.
This is twice that I've heard that, because I heard in the episode of Gayish that I was listening to as I was getting my vaccine, Donna was in the chat room there and said something all about, how long do I have to suck your dick before you rail me in the parking lot? So it's like, here you go. It's like, so Donna, you've now, I guess you've used the word railed.
She wants to be railed.
That's right. She really wants to be railed.
Who says that? I've never apparently
Donna Sugars.
I've never once said, oh baby, rail me. Take me behind the...
All right, well, A.
Take me.
All right, A, huh? You're not a bottom. You used to make a big deal about you weren't a bottom. It's just like and Maddie both.
I wish I was.
I'm just saying, you're not a bottom. So you don't get to, you would never say to someone, hey, why don't you rail me? Because you're not a bottom.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be. I mentally, I am. I'm just saying the word railed.
It seems like fucking plus.
I would say,
I'm just saying, in my opinion,
drilled.
In my opinion, gentle anal sex is the greatest anal sex.
Rammed. I don't know. I can't think of another one, but.
Damn. All right.
I want you to wreck my hole.
I want you to wreck my bussy.
Wreck it, baby. Wreck it.
I remember Archer used to tell stories like that.
That he wanted his hole wrecked?
No, when he was first dating his now husband, who he at the time was calling the boyfriend, he was just like, I was going to podcast today and I was late starting because we were fucking on the bed and he fucked me right off the bed and I hit the floor.
He railed me.
Wait, that really wasn't a good Archer radio unless you're playing music in the background while you're saying.
You know,
saying
it's funny.
It.
They both, when they both get a little tipsy, they both seem like bottoms to me. Like, I don't really see either one of them as a top.
Wait, Archer and?
And the boyfriend, yeah.
Well, the husband now.
Yeah, the husband. Actually, the husband seems more bottomy than Archer does to me.
I've only ever seen him on video and heard him on podcasts. I've never actually met him. I've never met Archer either.
He joined some of the, no, he didn't go to any of the live events. Only Archer went to the live events. But
Archer, yeah, I mean, I've talked to the boyfriend at the time.
Boyfriend has been on the Zoom calls. I've never met the boyfriend, the husband in person.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've talked to him on the Zoom call. But yeah, I've never met him in person.
But the drunker he gets, the more bottomy. Although that's very judgmental and stereotypical of me to think of a bottom as having a certain affectation.
It is.
But. Oh, well. I shouldn't be that way. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed.
As well you should be.
I'm a bad boy.
As well you shouldn't be.
I'm a bad boy. I need to be taken out behind a Home Depot and railed. That's what needs to happen. So, Lamont, tell us all about your surgery. Why did they amputate a leg?
Well, Lamont Cranston hasn't typed in like 10 minutes. I think he's passed out.
He was, I see him. He's trying to type. Oh. Do you ever see the little name come up in the Discord and think, oh my God, how long is it going to take that person to finish whatever sentence they're writing? It just keeps coming up.
Yeah, that just means that they're moving their mouse.
Finish your sentence.
It just means that they've got that window focus and they're moving something.
See, I always thought it meant they were actually typing. So it doesn't mean that they're typing. It just means they're moving their mouse.
I mean, it most likely means that they're typing, but it really just means that window is focused over there and that the cursor is actively in that.
It says literally... Lamont
I know.
And Cyclone
I know what
are
it says.
Typing. So are you saying Discord is lying to me? They're not really typing.
I'm just saying programmatically how it works, Adam. I've had bad knees for years. Yo-yo diets have killed me. They couldn't figure out what was wrong. They just took out a bunch of scar tissue and smoothed out some arthritis. Oh, cool. P- people who type with their penis might take longer.
Huh. That's interesting. That would be a talent if you could type with your penis.
Scar tissue. Ugh. I don't like surgery. I don't like surgery. So when I hear like scar tissue, I just think of those like things where they like cut. Ugh.
I've never had surgery. So I don't. Well, okay. No, that's wrong. I've had oral surgery.
Yeah.
I had wisdom teeth removed.
That explains a lot.
Why?
Because your lack of wisdom.
Oh, I see. I'm like, what?
I was going for the obvious dad joke there. Sorry. It was a low hanging fruit.
Oh my goodness. So TB, where were you last week?
He was fucking some dude.
What were you doing?
He said that earlier. He was fucking some dude.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah.
The chat room is on my left. It's very hard. I'm trying to look at you and the chat room. You know what? I could move it over.
You could. It doesn't have to be on the same place. He's minding his business.
Are you saying what I should be doing?
No, he typed that. He said, I was minding my business.
No, but the reason he said that is because he's implying that I should mind my own business.
Well, yes. He's not required to be here every week. Adam, just because someone listens to our show doesn't mean that they're required contractually to be here every single week.
Well,
they have lives.
I'm docking his pay.
Has Kathy Bacon tweeted it all to us? Do we ever check that?
No, because I mean, why should we be bound to play by her rules? You know, she's going to choose her own method of communication.
Adam.
And, yeah.
You know this Dean Barney?
Yeah, he sent us soap when we first moved into the house.
Oh, that was very sweet of him.
Yeah, it was.
He just posted on the Send Nudes board over on the Gayish Discord.
Oh. Okay, so TB says he was spending time with a guy. Well, that's very nice of you. Were you both vaccinated? Masked? I'm asking so many questions. Look, chat room, I'm conversing with you guys because I really have nothing left to talk about.
Nothing.
And so left. you guys are entertaining.
Didn't even ask. They were very hot pictures.
So Dean Barney posted pictures of himself.
Yeah. Very hot. He should definitely come to...
I'm not in that... I'm not part of that.
He should definitely come to the next Pride 48 event.
I'm not part of that server. I wouldn't even know how.
Okay. I think you just go to the Gayish website. There's probably a link to their Discord.
Probably. Let's see. We'll go to gayish.com. Is it gayish.com?
I don't know. Gayishpodcast.com, maybe?
I can buy gayish.com for $4,695. What about gayishpodcast.com?
Yeah, it's probably gayishpodcast.com.
Ah, there it is.
Oh, it's in the Facebook group. Oh, you have to be a member of the Facebook group to get a link to the Discord server.
I don't do Facebook. Mm-hmm. Who does Facebook? That's so old school.
I don't know. 2 billion people or so. I believe if you check your private messages, someone might have sent you a link.
I think Donna just put it in the main.
Oh. Well, there it is right there.
Oh, there it is. Thank you, Donna, that's very sweet of you. Where would I see this? Oh.
It's in a channel called Send Nudes.
Is it the one with the... He's not Geo Otter, right?
No. He's Dean Barney.
I know, but I don't know if he has the same...
No. You have to scroll up. It's been a while, so you have to scroll up several pages.
I have some pups. Oh, an understall picture.
You need to scroll way up from there. It was posted on April 7th.
Oh, I see April 8th.
Keep going.
Keep going.
I mean, I see a picture of Dean Barney on April 8th. And because I know what his face looks like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Keep going. Keep going up. Keep going up more.
Oh, he's uncut. That's nice.
There you go. You found it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
And then a little bit further up is him taking a shower. But
I saw that one as well.
Very tiny showers in the UK, I guess.
So do the hosts of the show post their nudes in here as well, or just the listeners?
Which host are you referring to, Adam?
I mean, any of them.
I think Mike's posted a few butt shots.
I feel like I've seen Dan.
Yeah.
I feel like at some point I've seen some nudes of Dan. I don't know where. I probably haven't. He's just the type of person you assume you've seen a nude of him. Mm-hmm. You know?
You just assume. I just assume that I've seen your nude.
You're just like, I must have seen a nude of this person, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think Mike's posted a few butt shots in there. Okay. I don't think Kyle knows how to use Discord, so I don't think Kyle has posted anything.
Oh, so so Donna says they've all seen Dan getting fucked. So,
there you go. All right, I think are we done? I think we're good. We're good.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good. I am, for whatever reason, I've rambled as much. I have no topics.
Yeah, I feel kind of, I don't feel sick or anything. I just kind of feel space. But then
if you feel tired, then that, if you feel tired or blah, that could be the vaccine.
Could be. Or it could be that I've been vaping and drinking. So
yeah, usually you don't do that together, right?
No, I mean, I'm drinking very weak drinks, but yeah, I find that drinking, like, kind of
good
just
night, Donna.
It kind of levels it all.
Okay, drinking levels it all, or vaping levels it all.
Oh, so vaping, vaping is more of a roller coaster. And then the alcohol kind of levels it. So
your vape is like a roller coaster, baby. I wanna ride.
What is that?
There's a song. Your love is like a roller coaster, baby. I wanna ride.
Who's it by?
I don't know. Those people.
Those
it's
people.
It's by
Superstar Baby.
So what I was saying earlier is, oh no, I can't tell you that. It'll spoil my episode for today. You listen to my show, so I shouldn't tell you beforehand. I'm acting like this is like a big thing and you're going to be like, oh my God, that was such a good episode. It's just a normal episode. But if I tell you now,
mm-hmm. So wait,
ruin the episode.
What am I listening for? You changed something. Is that?
Well, I used a completely different theme song, but it's only going to be for today. And it was for a specific reason.
Okay.
And I talk about it on the show.
Got it.
So that's it. But but you know, I don't want to ruin the content for you.
No,
You get such enjoyment out of it.
I do, Adam. And get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
If I tell you beforehand, you'll be like, well, no need to listen to this episode.
Just I feel like
delete that.
Maybe we should start a contest on next week's show.
I think when you and I both retire, we should find a radio station that needs two hosts.
Yeah.
We should do a radio show.
Okay.
We won't make enough money. We can't do it now.
Right.
We're good enough. We could be, you know, I mean, I know radio's dying anyway, mm-hmm. but I don't know. For some reason, I feel like radio would be fun.
Okay.
But only after we retire and we both have really big retirement accounts.
Right.
And we don't need, you know, we're independently
exactly.
wealthy.
Right. No, I got it. I got it. I understand.
But what's this contest that we need to start next week?
We need to start a contest next week.
Okay. What's it going to be?
Of what the words are in that theme song. So I don't want to know. Don't tell me what the words are in that theme song, but.
The new one?
The
baby, I'm not buying a thing, whatever. I don't know what the words are. I don't want to know what the words are because I know that everyone that hears
every episode.
I know that everyone hears different words. I want to know what people. All right. Now stop.
Isn't it obvious? Stop.
No. I already have a belt. Why does she already have a belt? I already have a belt. Why?
Oh, my goodness. No, that is not what she's saying at all.
I don't want to know. I want people to transcribe that.
Okay. Let me say this, though, Daniel.
Yes.
I only know what I think the words are. It's not right. Like I have a transcript.
Right. I'm just saying.
I can judge this, but I could be wrong. But I know what I think the words are.
What do you think the words are?
I'm not supposed to tell you. You just said, don't tell me. You literally just said,
I know, I know, because I thought you maybe had an official, if it's just your guess at what they are, then that's fine.
No, I don't have what is this?
I don't know. I'm assuming you bought you said you got it off a story block. So I'm assuming I didn't know if that came with lyrics.
I got it on Epidemic Sound, but they don't give you words. You just.
All right. What do you think the words are?
Baby, I'm not running around looking for nobody else. I got one thing on my mind. I already hear the bell. Yeah, I got one thing on my mind. I already.
Well, I mean,
hear
now
bell.
That you say that, that's all I can hear. But I feel like, baby, I'm not buying a. I already bought a belt. I already have a belt. This part's the part you should try.
12 a.m. here in Tawny Town, Arkansas. Adam Burns, Daniel Brewer.
Baby, I'm not buying a gin.
All right, say goodnight, Daniel.
Good night, Daniel. Good night, Discord. Good night, Level 13.
Good night, everyone.
We'll talk to you next week. Yeah, next week. We'll be here next week. Okay,
next bye. Week, yeah. We'll be here. Same bat time, same bat channel.
All right, bye. All right, we are off the Discord.
All righty.